Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster.
Good morning to you, Jaden Forster.
Good morning, PT.
And Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you too.
And the budget's become rather large at this show because we've now got an intro for the Entertainment Report. How good is that?
Yes, very, very good. Very swish. I like that. The magical fairies have been working their magic nicely over the Christmas break. So thank you to them for that one.
And speaking of Christmas, how was Christmas and New Year for you?
Very, very nice. Thank you. Yes, I'm very relaxed and straight back into it again now for another year. So, yeah, very, very nice. Thank you.
And why not start 2022 with one of the big stories of 2021 as the saga continues? Britney Spears had a crack at her dad, her sister, now Christina Aguilera, and she's headed back into court.
She is, yeah. As we know, the conservatorship, of course, is all done and dusted. That wrapped up in November. But as part of all of an extension of that, really, her father has actually requested that she pay for his legal bills that he incurred throughout that particular process. And I guess as part of her defence to all of that, she's filed court documents claiming that he misappropriated funds from her estate and did allegedly a whole range of things that Britney is claiming that because of all of that, he actually has the money to pay his own legal bills and therefore wouldn't require her to do so. So that one will be rolling through the courts soon. And then I guess as an extension of that again, Britney Spears' sister Jamie Lynn is on the PR trail at the moment, plugging a book that she's got out at the moment. And as part of all of that, she's been making some very interesting claims about things that she says happened throughout that conservatorship and throughout Britney's whole sort of messy times going back a number of years. And Britney's lawyers have come out with the old cease and desist letter threatening defamation action if that doesn't take place. So despite the conservatorship wrapping up and despite Britney being in a pretty good place now, she's still very much enthralled in this very sad, bitter thing with her family.
Very sad saga that seems to want to not stop. Speaking of sagas, former NRL player turned TV host Bo Ryan has quit I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here!
Yeah, he said that. He's well and truly out of the jungle in the episode that aired on TV last night. I don't think I'm ruining anything by telling people that the whole thing's in the can except the finale. But yeah, that episode or that exit played out on TV last night. He's actually the fourth star, believe it or not, to quit the jungle. Probably the most high-profile or notable one was Bernard Tomic a couple of years ago. Of course, Bo has done his exited the show for a very different reason, that reason being that he was just simply missing his wife and kids and didn't want to be apart from them for any longer than he was exiting the show last night. So a bit of a shame that he's gone. I feel he could have gone all of the way in the jungle, but yeah, at the end of the day, you've got to do what you need to do, I think.
All right, let's wrap up this morning's entertainment news with something I find rather bizarre because I just can't see him playing this character, but Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe is to play Weird Al Yankovic in a biopic about the comedian's life. I just can't see Daniel as Weird Al.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one. Great minds think alike, hey, because when I saw that announcement just yesterday or the day before, I was sort of scratching my head thinking, Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter, not exactly my first choice to play Weird Al, but Weird Al, for what it's worth, approves of the casting choice. So obviously we know he's American. Daniel is British. He has done Broadway before and he's done an American accent in movies. So I'm sure he can handle the accent. It's a lot easier, of course, to do an American accent than it is for an American to do a British accent. So I guess we'll wait and see just how he tackles that one when that movie comes out at a later date.
Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al Yankovic. That's like Baby Spice playing the Queen. Come on now. Oh, the analogies I come up with, Jaden Forster. Great to have you back in 2022 on 3BA's Big Show. You have a wonderful week and plenty of entertainment news, I am sure, coming our way next Friday. Till then, take care, won't you?
You too. Thanks, Peter.